This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Talk about stress and productivity a little earlier this hour. This is the time when perhaps the most pampered, possibly least productive, well, they don't have to work that much, canines are made to perform in the most high-stress environment you could imagine. We're speaking, of course, of the 137th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show here in New York. This year there were 2,700 entrants in the annual competition, and last night, Affenpinscher history was made. Is that correct?
That's absolutely true.
Affenpinscher history was made, winning the competition for the first time. Banana Joe, the Affenpinscher, was his name. Sarah Montague, WNYC's resident dog expert and producer for the fiction series Selected Shorts, joins us, as always, for this annual classic. Sarah, has the Affenpinscher breed gone from underdog to champion in one fell swoop?
Certainly last night.
And was it exciting? Was it a surprise?
I can't begin to tell you. I would have given you a clip of how exciting it was, except we would blow our mics. The roar in the crowd was unbelievable. Proportionate to Joey's size, he's kind of like a big walnut, it was just huge.
So what do these dogs look like? A big walnut doesn't quite do it for me.
No, you're right. Actually, I should probably refer to the traditional way of describing them. Affenpinscher means monkey dog, and they look kind of like a cross between a monkey and a punk rock star. They're spiky-haired, fierce, genially aggressive little faces and terrific personalities.
And a favorite from the beginning, the crowd sounded like it was really with Banana Joe.
Handler Ernesto Lara, who's had Joey for 3 years on the circuit, says he has a huge international following and that people, and he's just all about his love.
All right, here's some of the descriptions of...
This is actually going to be, I believe, Best in Show judge Michael Dougherty, who talks about why he chose Joey.
In the end, I was absolutely smitten with the Affenpinscher. Perfect little gentleman and showed like $1 million.
Showed like $1 million. Now, that's Best in Show judge.
That's Best in Show judge.
Supreme judge.
Supreme judge.
Exactly. Other people were reacting, too.
Yes, I was saying Ernesto says that Joey has a huge international following and that people think of him as being part of their lives.
Ernesto is the handler.
Ernesto Lara, the handler.
He loves life. He has a huge impression of himself. And I think he's surrounded by love.
Where did Ernesto come from?
Ernesto, I believe, is from Mexico. Joey, in fact, is a Dutch dog. He was bred in Holland, and he's going back there sometime this week after the show circuit takes him to the stock exchange, lunch at Sardi's, the usual things that celebs do after the show.
Yes, indeed. Bad luck for the Portuguese water dogs, though, yes.
Yes, that was an interesting moment. That was an upset in the working dog category. There was a heavily favored Doberman, Fifi. The Portuguese water dog is a young dog, new to the circuit, and his trainer, Michael Scott, had something interesting to say about him. Kind of sounds like a politician.
This dog has a certain charisma and a certain arrogance about himself. He stands very proudly, and he loves to perform.
Now, the working dog category, they don't have to, like, pull a bus or a monster truck or something like that.
It's actually a traditional category based on what they did have to do. The Portuguese water dogs helped Portuguese fishermen. Now, of course, as we know, the major Portuguese water dog is helping President Obama.
Is that – oh, that's the Obama dog?
That's the Obama dog.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But that dog, I guess – isn't in the competition.
He isn't. I asked Michael if Matisse, who is his water dog, would have cared to go to the White House, and he said he felt that that job was already filled.
Oh, but you could go and hang out. I mean, yeah, you could get invitation from, what's the name of the president's water dog?
The president's water dog is called Bo.
Bo. So Bo, you know, you should invite Matisse to the White House. I mean, he needs some commiserating right now, don't you think?
I think probably Matisse has the better job at this point.
Anything about the, you know, we're talking about the Pope resigning this year, and it occurred to me, you know, it's almost never the case that there's a non-Italian Pope. What's the chance there might be a cat at the Westminster Dog Show ever, someday, in the interest of diversity?
We almost apparently had a transgender moment.
Is that true?
Not really. It's just that some of these dogs, there's a reason, to put it delicately for the air, why the judge actually handles the dog in the ring. It's because you have to be sure that everything is there. So differentiation is quite important.
Yeah.
I think they would probably be able to tell fairly quickly if they had a cat under their hands. Cats, for one thing, are not so partial to this sort of thing.
And before we go, no doping or plastic surgery scandals?
Absolutely not. If you thought about beautifying, why would you do this, for instance, to Joey?
Indeed. A walnut. A well-personalityed walnut. Sarah Montague, WNYC's resident dog expert and producer of the fiction series Selected Shorts. Congratulations to Banana Joe, winner of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Thanks, Sarah.